There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show Podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10.09 a.m. and change here in the great Northeast. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me. And it is a beautiful Tuesday, September 23, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, featuring one of his great companies today, Serenity Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. Veterans we've lost, but celebrate today like Cactus Carl Evans, Thomas Moose Carlucci Dunmore, and John Jack Dietz Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of the morning. A much-needed one. By the way, Donald Trump speaking to the UN General Assembly, and his speeches, especially to groups like this. Now, these are group thinkers. They're, by and large, socialists. So that means they're dumb. It's just what is. And so he's got to tell them the truth, which will be very offensive to their childish ears. And he just does it. It's hilarious. And yet, the United States is the big dog. I mean, we almost lost it with Joe Biden. But fortunately, Trump will tell him like it is today. We played a little Jimmy Kimmel, his unfunny monologue regarding Tucker Carlson losing his job. Now, this is the same guy screaming and crying like a little baby because he got canceled for lying for a week. These people are incredible. They're all the same. It's a childish. It really is. It's a child's group. They're a group of children, stunted emotions, They want what they want now. Oh, Lord. So, somebody pointing out Kamala Harris in her book. What is this? They say Kamala Harris, total fraud. Yeah. She promotes gay rights and she's all for gay rights, but she couldn't put the gay man on the ticket. Yeah. But you know what I love about that more than anything? It not only shows she's a fraud, but it shows that Rip Taylor was not even her second choice to be VP. This total silence from him on the Kamala Harris book as he, well, he's, ugh. So he's gone. Just threw him aside. And yes, if you're gay, you need not apply for the vice presidency with Kamala Harris. Now, by the way, if you're gay and you're qualified, like Rick Grenell, and even more famously at this point, our Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessette, you're in. He doesn't care. Do you see this? Seriously. She openly, and again, she's just, I said this during the campaign. There was a little rain last night, and Chauncey wanted to go out at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I saw puddles in front of the house deeper than Kamala Harris. And she's proved it again. I mean, she's selling out. She not only sold out stupid Rip Taylor, the confetti-carrying governor of Minnesota, but she sold out the gay community. She sold out Pete Buttigieg, who, by the way, his only qualification is that he's gay. He's a horrible, disgraceful Secretary of Transportation, a below-mediocre mayor. They're just like our mayor in Scranton. If the left-wing lunatic agenda is more important to you than the people you represent, you're going to suck. And Pete did, and so does Mayor Cognetti. Awful. So, it's really something. Somebody asked me, Bob, your thoughts on the Tylenol press conference yesterday, LTS. Trump has this habit of over-promising and under-delivering. And I don't know if RFK Jr. has fallen into the habit, but he said, I heard him with his own lips. I mean, Trump oversold this event, but RFK oversold it himself. He said, we're going to disclose the reason for autism within 6 months, 6 months ago. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a really complicated subject. It's a really complicated analysis. You're not going to give us the reason for autism in 6 months because there isn't one reason. So they pointed out something heretofore hadn't been mentioned. Tylenol for pregnant women. But they oversold it. I mean, that's a courageous thing to go up against Big Pharma with one of the biggest over-the-counter drugs in the world, Tylenol. But they did not pinpoint the causes of autism. Why did you sell it that way? I don't know why. But look, they're punching. They're doing things. They're taking action. They're not worrying about political correctness. They're not worrying about the establishment. Both in Health and Human Services and in the drug pharma industry. So all kudos from me. Just don't oversell it. That's all. Like, you think of anything that the Democrats are using against Trump. Because he said he'd solve the war in, what did he say, before I'm even sworn in Ukraine. Well, he didn't. Now, he's made more efforts. He's made the only real efforts. And he is very accurate that it would not have happened if he was president. But don't overpromise and underdeliver, because it gives fodder to the enemy. And they are the enemy, by the way, of the country and of the current administration. There are very few. In fact, I haven't seen them. I'm waiting. Well, I shouldn't say there are very few, but one of them I will say is Harold Ford Jr. I watch him on the Five on occasion. And he'll actually say Trump did something right when he did something right. He'll disagree in good conscience, not reflexively, not stupidly, not ignorantly. But there's very few on the Democrat side that do that. I haven't seen them. Somebody said, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen an actor portray one on TV. What if the increase in autism is related to the increase in consumption of artificial food items? Sort of like the Joker products in the Tim Burton Batman movie. Yeah. The first Batman. Items used by themselves are harmless, but combining two or more could have a deleterious effect. Food dye, artificial sweetener, imitation meats, imitation fats, Tylenol, and other drugs who have side effects as long as your arm, which are being distributed. That's an extremely good point. And it is a part of the point I was making. This scourge of autism in America is a very complicated issue. And Tylenol ain't the answer. It's one of, and maybe a portion of the answer, and I'll trust them on that. But this great listener is exactly right. And that's an interesting thought. Just like the Joker products in the original Batman movie, the Jack Nicholson one, the combination of these could be the issue. Now, is it a self-fulfilling issue that once, and I don't know this either, and this is a question that should be asked, is a family that has now experienced autism, is autism now in the gene pool? I don't know. Asperger's, you name it. So it's a really interesting question, but I like the thought that items used by themselves are harmless, but combining two or more, which we are all exposed to, could be the problem. Well, the good news on answering that is that RFK is going after all of it, and Trump is allowing him to do it. And we may find a reversal of some very dangerous trends regarding not just autism, but chronic illness as a whole, obesity, and low birth rates. Maybe all of these can be answered by restricting or ending the use of all these things. But I like your theory. I like it a lot. Joker products, I remember it well from the movie. We'll take a break, though. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The Association. Murph says this date, 1967, they moved up from number 15 to number 5. With that great hit, Never My Love. And the Jetsons. Who watched that growing up? I did. And I expected us, 2025? I figured we'd be going around in those Jetson mobiles. We're not. I like my car. I like Big Lou, so that's okay. But it was funny. And the thing they didn't mention in the opening was Astro. Astro was the best part of the show, I thought. But very funny, Mr. Spacely. It was very much like the Flintstones in a way, although George Jetson wasn't yelling and screaming. So people say, well, why do you not want to have people in the studio, and why do I seldom do this? Just for example, so I got to do my push-ups in the commercial and then my parish on Instagram, St. Anthony's, St. Rocco's, St. Mary's. They posted something I prayed in prison an awful lot, a prayer to Padre Pio. So I got to do the Padre Pio prayer. I think that's better than looking at Chris Kelly's face. I just do. That's me. So I don't know. Oh, Lord. I mean, the childish brain of the left winger. It really, I think at some point it's going to be analyzed. The lack of self-awareness, the fact they're divorced from reality, that they hate truth, they change facts, None of it works for them. Somebody texts in, Bob, Tim Walz is running for a third term for governor of Minnesota. His new advertisements, he's driving around Minnesota as a conservative with a 90s model SUV. No more tampons in the boys' locker room. These people are so fake and disingenuous. Don't fall for their scams. And it's all a scam for them. You are people to be hoodwinked. And the Democrat voters, I say to them, you're going to vote for Tim Walz. He's been an awful governor. He's made a fool out of Minnesota. He's hurt the state. And he's a left-wing loony and a disingenuous phony. But that aside, he's all right. You know. Whew. Bob, I was watching a national desk news show, and they were doing a story about lead and other contaminants that baby food companies have in baby foods, which can affect the brain function, says Chuck from Carbondale. I know it. So, I think the press coverage yesterday was another step in the right direction, which they've been taking. Let's just not make it more simple than it is. And it's a generational effort. It's not just going to happen. Now, I just had a grandchild. The old days used to count fingers and toes. You got to be worried about a whole range of things now because of all this crap in the food system, in our water, in our medicines, these series of shots, which have things like tin and aluminum in them. Somebody says, Bob, I also see an awful lot of kids constantly on antibiotics. Not a good deal. I agree. If a child's a daydreamer in school, they have ADHD. Well, dear Lord, I had it. I remember episode of The Sopranos. The guy with the school psychologist, he's analyzing the kid, and he goes, he fidgets. Oh, that's a symptom of something. I'm telling you. Somebody asked, did you talk about Chris Kelly yet? Did I miss it? Well, we were back and forth, and I'm telling you, he's delusional and childish. As we knew. And I offered to have him on at a set time on Wednesday. You know, he gave me all these deadlines and ultimatums. He could call in. And I said, it's not going to be a debate. Tell me what you want to talk about, and then you could have your piece, and I'll say mine. That's the way the show works. But no, he had to be in the studio, face-to-face, man, mano-y-mano. I guess he was going to bring in a cap gun. We were going to have shoot him up with cap guns. It was so childish, I didn't even know how to respond. So I said, you write a spitty column for a spitty newspaper, and you're going to dictate when and how you come on the show when you're the one that asked to be on. I said, I don't do in person. It's very seldom. It interferes with the program. I do things during the commercials. Now I got to greet you. I got to welcome you in. You come in. And you're sitting here while I'm doing stuff on the commercial. It just doesn't work right. I don't like it. I learned this from Imus. So, no, it's apparently not going to happen, but he has an open invitation. Chris Kelly has an open invitation to come on the air, either scheduled or unscheduled. And by the way, I believe he lied to me. I had written to him, emailed him, about a veteran by the name of Plevyak that he had written a great column about. I had complimented him on the column, and he claims He never saw it. Well, it was in our chain. It was in the email chain when he started emailing me. So how did you not see it? Anyway, it's just, you know what? You go down that rabbit hole with someone who's senseless. And, you know, the old Mark Twain, be careful to argue with a fool, lest people passing by don't know the difference. I don't know. Somebody says, original McDonald's French fries, 3 ingredients. Now they have 16. I know it. Bob, Tim Walz has a pro-transgender agenda for a society that no normal person wants, yet has the audacity to run as a family values centrist conservative. Why not run? And I agree. Why not run on your transgender agenda? Why not run on your abortion after birth agenda? Why don't we do that? No, they can't. By the way, that's why as vapid, as shallow, as dumb as she is, AOC at least says she's a socialist and talks about it. Bernie Sanders, as dumb and crazy as he is, as ignorant of history as he is, he at least, other than his own life, by the way, same thing with AOC, other than their own lives, they try to live, they try to at least pursue their insane theories about communism. Let's call it what it is. All right, we're over. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Tom Carlucci. He's the guy we're going to honor. We'll be back after this.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga and his great family of companies, today featuring Serenity Care, homes for seniors with four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, and Kingston, all of them completely remodeled and brand spanking new. The Mid-Valley and Kingston location have dementia units, the gold standard in senior care, Serenity Care. Thomas Carlucci, his nickname was Moose. He was just 72 when we lost him June 9th this year. He was born in Scranton, son of the late Mary T. and Leonard Spike Carlucci, my old buddy. He married Debbie Buck, and together they celebrated 46 loving years. He was a graduate of Dunmore High School. He excelled in football, track. Then he enlisted in the Army and became part of the 82nd Airborne Division during the Vietnam era. He later proudly served in the U.S. Army Reserves and the Pennsylvania National Guard. He provided technical assistance in support of Operation Desert Storm and its Operation Enduring Freedom, finally retiring from Tobahana Army Depot. And I remember him running to work at Tobahana Army Depot from Dunmore. He did embrace the outdoors, marathons, swimming, skiing, walking, all of that. Proud member of the American Legion, Knights of Columbus, Keystone Unico, and St. Paul's Parish. He's survived by his beloved wife, Deborah, the love of his life, his children, Michelle, Thomas, Nicholas, and four adored grandchildren. And I knew Moose Carlucci since we idolized him for Dunmore football. He was preceded in death by his siblings, Marion, Joey, Patricia, and many other family members who both survive and predeceased him. Thomas Moose Carlucci. And with us, his son, Tom. Tom, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bob. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So happy that you're on to talk about Dad. I used to call him the knowledgeable one. The way he spoke, everything about him, he was just such a character, Tom.
Yeah, no, he was full of life. There's no doubt about that. I just heard you mention, you know, about his times working at Army, Tobahana Army Depot, and how I'd get up in the morning, I'd be like, hey, I'm hearing rustling at 3:30 in the morning. What's going on? Like, why? I know he doesn't have work for another two, three hours. He's getting his bike ready, and he's about to, you know, ride his bicycle from Dunmore to Tobahana for work that morning. I mean, his military regimen was entwined in his daily routines without a doubt. Looking back, you know, as kids, we didn't really appreciate that much as it came to chores and stuff. But for him, we're really grateful for the discipline and structure that, you know, that the military, I think, instilled in him and then he instilled in us. So, fantastic.
I enjoyed trading cigars and smoking cigars with Tommy. And he just was full of life. And I, you know, you can't behind family doors, but he was always happy and always upbeat, literally every time I saw him, thousands of times.
When I'm thinking back, I mean, you know, as a, you know, young teen causing trouble, you know, he's only gotten, you know, upset with me a few times, rightfully so, I'm sure, at those points. But he didn't have a mean bone in his body. And, when he retired, from Toby Hand Army Depot in the reserves. Every day after that, he spent volunteering, helping. And that was pretty much, you know, his motto. Spent every day at the church, as you mentioned before, Unico Keystone Chapter. Every single day of his retirement, where, you know, I think most maybe wives and stuff would be like, yeah, well, get a job, you know, he dedicated all of his time to volunteering and helping others. And you didn't really catch him without a smile on his face or a cigar in his hand.
and died too young, only 72. When I think about that now, that is young.
Yeah, it was terribly young. You know, he got diagnosed with primary progressive aphasia, you know, very young at a young age. And as you know, not many of us are familiar with that. You know, one of the famous actors, Bruce Willis, got diagnosed with it. I think that's when it started to come to the forefront, you know, and people started to understand what it was. But it just, you know, progressively grew on him. And unfortunately, you know, took his life way too early. You know, it took those, you know, he always had a smile on his face, even when he got diagnosed with it. You know, but the conversations, his verbal capabilities and things like that kind of declined rapidly, quickly.
Yeah.
You know, 72, as you said, very, you know, way too young.
Tommy, he must have been a great grandfather to have. The kids must have loved him.
Oh yeah, God! My sister's four kids. I mean, he did. He revolved his life around them as well, you know. So as he's every day, he was at, you know, St. Mary's Mount Carmel Church in the morning, and he would in the summer, you know, come right over to my sister's house and spend time with the kids. So yeah, they now you know since his passing, there were certain things that kind of came, you know, out of the woodwork that we didn't really know or you know, didn't talk about that often. And, you know, one of them was, you know, he was the president of the Veterans Council at Toby Hanna Army Depot when he first kind of joined the depot. And my nephew, just finished the boot camp in the Marines, is in infantry school right now in North Carolina. He emulated my father. He thought the world of him. And I think, you know, a lot of what my father's accomplishments were in military dedication, you know, transferred over to my nephew. And, you know, we couldn't be more excited to, you know, watch him kind of follow in my father's footsteps.
I know this as high school kids. Let me say, we didn't fear him. We respected him greatly, not only for knowing how good he was at football and how tough he was, but for his military bearing. And we knew he was very capable of doing anything that the 82nd Airborne taught him, and really, really respected him. But he was always so nice.
I know. Honestly, he really didn't have a mean bone in his body. You know, and speaking of the 82nd Airborne, I was, you know, reading an article back, you know, when he just got out of it. And they mentioned that. So my father had I think it was 62 jumps he had out of 82nd Airborne.
Wow.
And one of the jumps that he had, I think they coined it back then they called it a May West. And it was where his chute didn't open up all the way, right? So there was about two to three bubbles on his chute, and he threw his reserve chute out, and that got caught in the bubble as well. So he miraculously, I think it was a less than 3% chance of anybody surviving that fall, and he did. And I think it was mainly because of the training and knowing how to limp, you know, let your body go limp and all of that to, you know, potentially survive, and luckily he did.
I will tell you, knowing your father, I don't think he would have had a moment of fear during the whole jump.
No, calm, cool, collective. Calm, cool, collective.
By the way, one of his teammates and classmates, truck sales guy, says, "We were teammates and childhood buddies. There wasn't a more fit athlete. It was cruel what nature did to him."
Yeah,
because it stole his essence, and I know you guys had to go through that.
Yeah, when he got diagnosed, and his speech became pretty null. He wasn't really speaking that much. He was still physically capable of doing a lot, to the point where we had to, you know, kind of observe him, make sure that he was, you know, safe. But he would be, he'd still go to the YMCA. He'd be the first person there, the YMCA in Scranton. As soon as the doors open, he'd go and do his little jog and brisk walk for about an hour straight and then go right over and swim. And I remember watching him. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I would have taken a heart attack already. I got this energy still at 70 years old. It was miraculous.
Well, Tom Carlucci, we thank you for talking about your dad. We lost him too soon. Thomas Moose Carlucci, our veteran this hour. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, my man. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll return. Steppenwolf. They released their hit Magic Carpet Ride, this date, 1968. Wow. I've always think of this now. All right, so my father's 88 years old. So that's in 2025. That means 1937 he was born. So he is 31 years old at the time Steppenwolf releases this song. Weren't people so much more grown up back then? He had three kids. He had three kids in a business. And I don't think he was a Steppenwolf fan. He always stuck, he stayed with, you know, Sinatra and Louis Prima and all that. Fascinating. But at 31 years old, you can be a Steppenwolf fan. It's amazing the crossover of music in the 60s. And at a tender young age of 9 or 10, my friend Bill Janello had me up his house playing. And you know, do you guys remember the record players where they would fold up and you could carry them? And then the speakers would either come out or unfold. Well, Billy Janello had the first one of those. And he had Steppenwolf. So we'd listen to songs like this on this record player, and so we got one at some point. I don't know if it was mine or everybody's, because we did have the big console, which you weren't allowed to use. Not for rock music, that's for sure. And I got one of those, and the first album I bought was Steppenwolf Live, because Bill Janello had acculturated me to that kind of music. Fascinating stuff. Amazing. How about that, though? I love when a family member could call in. I love when I know the veteran as well as the three veterans we're doing today. Jack Dietz is coming up next hour. It makes it that much more special. And to have their family members call in makes it even greater. It really does. Somebody texts in, Waltz, is like Joe Biden, is lying to get reelected. Biden ran as a pro-Catholic centrist man of faith from the blue-collar town of Scranton, PA. Yeah, he used us for his brand. And by the way, he was too dumb to do it. The Obama people created the brand for Joe Biden. He never talked about Scranton, 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 Scranton. And they said, wait a minute, Joe, here's your brand. Joe Biden, the scrappy working class guy from Scranton. That was our brand, not Joe Biden's brand. Joe had nothing to do with us. Anyway, the listener continues. Then he stabbed people with Catholic family values in the back and adopted a transgender agenda for America. Oh, by the way, and much more. Don't forget the perversion of Title IX. And all, just sick. The open border, it was sick. It was depraved. His agenda was depraved. The listener could do this. And all of this was despised by the vast majority of Americans. Now Joe Biden and Hunter wonder why they are ostracized everywhere they go, and both are hemorrhaging in debt. Don't forget him selling the country as vice president. They want you to ignore that. They want you to forget that. Joe Biden was scum, and now we have an expressway named after him, a street named after him. It's a disgrace. Absolute, abject disgrace. So if you go to Bacardo Jewelers, downtown Scranton, as you're coming in the expressway, which will go unnamed for the moment, the corner of Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue. Catty corner from the Radisson. And they've got Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, and more. And, of course, my very own Bacardo watch, which I love. And, by the way, amazing jewelry store. So, because it's the family's there, there's two generations in there. Brothers, a son, a great gang. And they know their business. So they could be a watch store and a jewelry store simultaneously, and they are. You got to go see the place. Have a little cappuccino. Have a coffee. Have a cocktail. Stop at Bacardo's. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02 as I'm watching President Trump really drilling the fools at the UN. I just love it. We'll take a break. We'll be back after the news.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.